it's that time again where Peter Hennis joins us for a regional wrap of the Men's Sheds. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Rebecca, and good morning, listeners.
What can you tell us about what's happening at Mount Gambier?
Well, the local SES have requested that the shed make up 40 wooden wedges and plastic pipes, hold and split. These are used for when they venture out to an accident. And I believe that they will be distributed amongst all the SES in the district. Also, on Thursday the 26th, just gone of May, at 10:30, there was a health forum held over at the Portland Men's Shed. That was attended by 10 of our members, and from all reports, the information handed out was of a very high quality. Last night, the Mount Gambier Men's Shed and members and their wives all took part in their monthly get-together, which we have quite all the time, and we went out for dinner at the Vietnamese restaurant. We were going to go to the Thai restaurant, but it turned out that they had a medical problem going on there and they couldn't work. And another one, another regular event that we do at the shed is we man the gates at the Glen Burnie races. So they've started up again. And so if you see any of the fellas out there, say hi to them. And just recently, the welders have done a bowling shade frame for out at Woodlands, where they, in the summertime, it gets a bit warm standing out in the sun, so they want a bit of a shade area, so they built that for them.
And looking to Port Mac, just in time for winter, the famous, of course, Men's Shed kindling has been being worked on?
It has been. They've got that up and going. That's $9 a bag for a 10-kilo bag. They're also revamping a billiard table up there. I believe that that's on the last stages now. It has already been sold, but they said to give it a mention anyway. And it was donated to them by the gentleman down there that does tables all the time. 141 have donated three packs of various sized timber, 6 metres in length, so that's very good for them for that. And three bundles of the kindling has been offloaded to them from NF McDonald's as well, so they're well and truly getting busy.
Beautiful. So that's up and ready and available for locals. And turning to Millicent, they've had a bit of good news recently with a grant.
Yeah, it was... They were on the ABC not so long ago talking about it. They, in partnership with the Department of Veteran Affairs, they had a grant given to them because the shed has entered a formal partnership with the RSL Millicent sub-branch, and it provides further service for the regional region's veteran community. And their shed over there is made up of 30% of members from ex-military personnel. So they got a quite a substantial grant over there, and that'll be used towards the building that I've been talking about for quite some time that they're putting on at the the back of their shed. It's for their metal work storage area. So federal member Tony Passon passed the check on to them in May. And I also believe that the shed over there have been making beehives, and they are about ready to be put into use. There's also two antique chairs and a fishing boat steering wheel that they've been restored for another member over there.
Shall we head to Tintinara? What's going on there?
Tindy Shed have received a wood lathe from a gentleman up there, and all the fellows are looking forward to learning how to use that. They've made 7 garden beds up there, and they've got another 2 to be done. The lean-to has been built on the side of the shipping container. A sign on the Kalbarra Hall has been repainted. Furniture's been restored. A shop door has been replaced. They've installed 3 micro dust collectors in the shed, and as of the 1st of May, the shed will be running independently.
What does that mean? That's interesting.
Well, from what I hear, they were under the guidance of the local council up there, and now they're running. They will be running as their own entity.
And in Bordertown, they've been working on getting some old sheds cut up. Shed pallets,
Two fellas, what they've done is they've designed a splitter. They put their heads together and come up with a splitter. And at, when you pull your pallets apart from with the timber and so forth, they come in little bits of lengths and so forth. And what this little splitter does is the boards go, the timbers go through, they cut the board to a length, and then there's another little piston type thing slides in from the side and splits it all up. So basically the fellas don't have to touch it and get splinters in their fingers and everything. So and it's a very quick to do. So good on them for coming up with that one. And also up in Bordertown, they're making a dance floor. Now, one of the local chefs up there in town, he's got his own little business that he does a little bit of catering for. He does a bit of DJ work and that sort of thing. And he asked them if they'd make up a 3-metre by 3-metre dance floor so that he could take it with him.
I might need to hit them up when it comes time to hold my own wedding. That's a very good initiative there. And in
Sure you would have that all under control by now, Beck.
No. Definitely not planned at all very well. Oh, dear. Moving on to Keith. What's happening at Keith?
Keith Shedd are pleased to report that his shed activities are continuing on a steady pace. Although with the arrival of winter with a vengeance in the last week, they were down on many attendees. However, with a couple of apologies from medical reasons and so forth, they still get there and have a hot cup of coffee and solve the world problems before they get into the day's activities. So they're doing everything that should be done at a shed, I suppose, and following the completion of a mud kitchen last week, they put it onto Facebook, and within 5 minutes, that was sold. So,
wow.
Maybe that's something that a few other sheds need to start looking at. Maybe there might be a popular thing. I don't know.
I wonder which lucky child is now thoroughly enjoying that mud kitchen. That's great news.
Right, yeah. The shed continues to do their raised garden beds and to fix things up. But with the cold snap, with the cold weather settling in, a couple of the members are already talking about heading north for a few weeks. So if anybody's up in the Keith District, they've sent an invitation out to any men up there that wish to join them. Come along and on a Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock and have a coffee and a chat and see whether you're interested in the shed up there.
That's great to hear. Turning to Narracourt, they had a bit of a diabetes awareness event last week?
Yeah, when I rang them up last week, they were actually in the middle of the awareness week, and they had Diabetes Australia in, had a bit of a talk about diabetes and the things to look out for and all that sort of stuff, what you should do, what you can't do, how your diet's affecting it and all that sort of stuff. So they had a fairly good round table thing about that. The shed's also been making up benches, cutting up kindling, a few outdoor items from recycled timber, and a little bit of scroll work on a tabletop. So keeping them busy up there.
Panola, now we don't want to rip anyone off, but it seems they're having a bit of a slack period.
Yeah, exactly what they said when I rang them up. They said, putting in a bit of a slack period with the members, quite a few of them away on holidays and so forth. So they're finishing off the 4 picnic tables that they had to do for the Pony Club, and they're not in a big hurry to do that as well. But and then they're sorting out their timber shed because when I talked to the fella up there, he said, I looked in that storage shed and it was a big mess. He said, I thought, it's time to clean it. So they started sorting that one out. And the one gentleman up there, and I'm actually interested in having a look at this myself shortly, he's making himself up a red gum table. And it's not very big. But what he's done is he's inserting stars in a different coloured material. and this is going to make it look like the Australian flag. Mm. So when that's finished, it'll come up really good, I think.
Mm, that'd be beautiful. Now, on the theme of sucking off, when you called up the Casterton Boys Shed, seems they were along the same line as well.
Yeah. Well, when I rang the boys up at Casterton, they informed me that they were sitting on their butts drinking coffee.
And As they should.
I had a bit of a laugh about that. But he said, no, on a serious note, he said, we're making items up for the Kelpie dog sale, which is a Kelpie dog trials that are on this weekend. And so they've got things for sale over there in the front part of their shop. On the main street there, they got cheese boards and toys for kids and lots of other things. So if you're over in Casterton, check them out and see what's available over there.
Fantastic. And finally, last but not least, Haywood. They've still been making the bird boxes?
Yeah, they're still making the bird boxes for that gentleman that I was talking about 2 months ago, but he's got a heap more that they want to do as well. So that's keeping them out of trouble. They're doing a 6-metre ramp on the back of a lady's house over there. This is so that she has a little bit easier access getting in and out of the house. On the 23rd of May, in conjunction with a fitness group, the shed held a successful women's health forum, followed by, on the 26th, the men's health forum, which I was talking about, Mount Gambier went over to. And with them 2 days, they had 87 people from MacArthur, Portland and Mount Gambier attend. So, and I believe that with the grant that they got for AMPSA to do this, they're going to be looking at doing another one in October or November or so. We'll see what happens with that one.
Mm, brilliant. It really does go to show that a men's shed isn't just about craft. It really is about being a part of that community and learning more about different topics.
And one thing that I do have to mention is, don't forget, next week is Mental Health Week, and look after everybody, talk to people. The sheds are there for that reason. There's other people that you can get in touch with, but talk to somebody if you've got a problem.
Thank you very much for that, Peter. And as always, any of the sheds, anyone can attend. All new members, welcome.
Always welcome. Always welcome. Mm.
Thank you very much for that, Peter. You have a good week, and we'll check in with you again shortly.
No problems. Thank you, Beck. Goodbye, listeners.